The U.S. military is reporting a new round of airstrikes this morning against Muammar Gaddafi's air defense installations and ground forces. Those strikes follow a barrage of cruise missile attacks yesterday against Libyan anti-aircraft facilities, and the U.S. and allied governments are promising the military campaign will continue until Gaddafi backs down. NPR's Tom Gelton is here in the studio. And Tom, what can you tell us about these latest strikes?
Leanne, these are the first airstrikes by U.S. fighter jets against Gaddafi targets. So the air campaign has entered a new phase here. There are actually two types of aircraft taking part. First, we have Navy F-18 jets that have been configured to do what the military calls electronic warfare. And what that means is that they have equipment on board to jam Libyan radar systems, making those systems unable to function. So these F-18s fly first. They do this electronic jamming. It takes down the Libyan radar systems. And then these Marine Corps pilots are able to fly in. They are flying Harrier jets. And they bombed more air defense installations and also some ground forces. Not sure what those targets would have been. Could have been artillery, could have been tanks, ammunition dumps, command and control facilities. We don't know that detail. Now, you know, Leanne, these Harrier jets can take off vertically. They're sometimes called jump jets, so they don't need runways or aircraft carriers. They can take off from the deck of a ship. And these Harriers come from the USS Kearsarge, which is an amphibious assault ship that's stationed right now in the Mediterranean.
So these latest strikes have all been U.S. airstrikes?
These strikes that I'm talking about were all U.S. airstrikes. However, there is a statement out of Paris this morning by the French Defense Ministry saying that French planes are also taking part in operations in Libya, but no detail on where they're operating or what they're doing.
Can you assess how much damage has been done to Gaddafi's air defense system?
Well, yesterday there were 112 cruise missiles fired, and that was the opening round of this. And those were targeting specifically the air defense system. The anti-aircraft missile batteries, those are surface-to-air missiles, SA-5s. Also, early warning stations, again, radar stations. Very intensive bombardment of that air defense system. And then nightfall came, and early this morning, of course, people were looking at satellite pictures to assess the damage. And the fact that we now have U.S. pilots flying over Libyan territory would suggest that U.S. commanders are satisfied that that air defense system was sufficiently degraded to allow for that safety. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mullen, did say this morning that a no-fly zone has effectively been established in Libya.
Well, if this is the latest phase, what do you expect next?
Well, I think we're going to see continuing strikes against air defense systems. They want to be absolutely certain that U.S. pilots can fly safely over Libyan territory without fear of being shot down by anti-aircraft systems. But gradually, we're going to see more of a transition to hitting ground forces. Remember, the goal of this operation is to protect Libyan civilians and to force Gaddafi to pull back his tanks and artillery. So in the next today and in the coming days, we're going to see this transition to hitting ground targets as opposed to air defense.
Just briefly, Tom, what if those ground forces decide to go to a populated place like Benghazi?
Well, you know, once those tanks are in a city, they're virtually impossible to hit. Now, we will have, presumably we could have U.S. helicopters, gunships flying here. Once that air defense system has been taken down, that allows those helicopter crews to go in and fire quite precisely at individual tanks. So that might be a new capability. But that certainly is a good question, Leanne. Once they're in the cities, they're a lot harder to hit.
NPR's Tom Gelton here with us in NPR studio. Thank you for coming in, Tom.
You're so welcome, Leanne.